6 and verse 5. For you, O Jehovah, are good and ready to forgive. You abound in loyal love for all those who call on you. Pretty clear the contrast, isn't it? Jehovah is ready to forgive. You know, it's interesting to know who wrote the 86th Psalm. It's none other than David. Now, unfortunately, David knew a thing or two about sin. But as a result, he also saw firsthand that Jehovah is ready to forgive, and that's why he could make this statement. In other words, David knew that Jehovah was on the lookout. He was actively searching for any evidence that would provide a basis for him to show mercy to a repentant wrongdoer. In fact, Jehovah even reaches out through the local elders to his fellowship ones who have given some evidence of changing their ways. Jehovah is ready to forgive. He wants to forgive. You know, in many ways, forgiveness can be likened to money. It can be spent freely on others, or it can be hoarded greedily to oneself. Jehovah is a generous spender when it comes to forgiveness. He spends freely and completely. When we understand this about our Almighty God, does it not endear Him to us? Who would want a God, a father, a friend with qualities like these? So like Jehovah, we want to cultivate a generous spending habits ourselves when it comes to our views of forgiveness. First of all, we need to understand what forgiveness is. Forgiveness involves pardoning an offender who is repentant. You know, the word forgive suggests the idea of letting go of something. So therefore, forgive doesn't mean that we minimize the offense or that we act as if it never happened. Rather, it could simply mean that we let go of the resentment. Think of it this way. Have you ever grabbed a hot pot or a hot plate off of the stove without realizing just how hot it is? What's your first reaction? Is it to hold on tighter and tighter as it burns your skin, thinking, hey, I'm going to show this plate who's boss? Well, hopefully not, because that would just make the initial burn worse, and the longer you held on to that plate, well, the worse the pain becomes. Rather, most of us in that situation, we would just drop it. We would let it go, wouldn't we? Do you see the comparison? Holding on to resentment, holding on to hurt feelings, holding on to pain will only cause us more hurt, more pain. Rather, like Jehovah, we want to forgive. Like that hot plate, we want to let it go. When Peter asked how many times he should forgive a brother, Jesus related a very interesting illustration. It's found in Mark chapter 18. Mark chapter 18, verse 21 to 34. Now, we don't have time to read this whole illustration, but as you look through it, you'll no doubt remember it. Mark 18, verse 21, we see there a king. He cancels the enormous debt owed to him by his slave. And that same man refused to show mercy to a fellow slave who owed him a small amount of money in comparison. What was the king's response when he found out? That's in verse 32. Matthew 18, verse 32. Then his master summoned him and said to him, wicked slave, I canceled all that debt for you when you pleaded with me. Should you not also have shown mercy to your fellow slave as I have shown mercy to you? With that, his master provoked to wrath, handed him over to the jailers until they repaid all that he owed. So, what was the point of this illustration? Why did Jesus use this to answer Paul's question of how many times we should forgive? Well, notice verse 35, Jesus makes the application. He says there, my heavenly Father will also deal with you in the same way if each of you does not forgive your brother from your heart. God has forgiven Christian brother commits against us is small in comparison. So can we not forgive our brother a number of times, even if we are in the wrong? Yes, if we want to hold forgiveness according to this scripture, what do we need to do? Well, Jesus tells us we must forgive others. Job is also generous in the way that he completely forgives. I would say that. How completely does Jehovah forgive even serious sin? Well, if we repented and abandoned the wrong course, Jehovah erases our sin completely. So that leads us to the question, if we have sinned in the past and Jehovah has forgiven us, have we forgiven ourselves? Now that's easier said than done, isn't it? Often we punish ourselves for previous sins. But once Jehovah forgives, he puts those sins behind him permanently. He lets them go. In fact, it brings Jehovah great happiness when we repent of our sins. So friends, do not allow feelings of guilt to overwhelm you. If Jehovah is willing to forgive us, shouldn't we be willing to forgive ourselves? In the following dramatization, note how the congregation can imitate Jehovah in extending forgiveness.
I was disfellowshipped for more than 15 years. I had two children now. As time went by, I thought about their future. I thought more and more about returning to Jehovah in the congregation. I didn't feel worthy. One day, two elders stopped by and kindly reminded me that Jehovah wants me to return to him. They showed me Psalm 86, verse 5, where it says that Jehovah is ready to forgive. Thought about that verse the rest of the day. Jehovah is ready to forgive. So I decided to go to the Kingdom Hall for the first time in many years. It made me realize just how far off track I had gotten. I was determined to qualify for reinstatement. Nearly a year later, the reinstatement was announced to the congregation. I was so happy. The brothers and sisters welcomed me very warmly. Being back together again with my family, really forgiven me. One time I was so distraught that I called my father for help. He comforted me with the words of Isaiah 1, verse 18, where Jehovah says that our sins, which are like scarlet or crimson cloth, can become white as snow. Then my father related the Bible account of Manasseh. Manasseh did on a grand scale what was bad in Jehovah's eyes to offend him.
agreement. If we are going to successfully uphold Jehovah's judgments, we must cherish loyalty. In today's world, it's all about loopholes. It's about trying to bypass the law for our benefit. It's trying to find a way around the rule for our convenience. But loyal Christians, we're not looking for loopholes when it comes to Jehovah's commands. Instead, we try to discern the wisdom behind that command. Because when we understand why Jehovah commands us a certain way, then obeying him becomes a pleasure. We want to do it. As we have seen throughout the symposium, Jehovah's judgments are clearly outlined in the scriptures. So an invitation of our heavenly